in the very same land once conquered by the Romans. A Jewish state has been resurrected. Its capital in the very same city the Romans once conquered. The very same city where Jews were once prevented by the Romans from entering and worshiping. Jerusalem is a Jewish city again, and it is the ruined stones of the Forum which remind us of this fact. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, episode 169, Like an Eroding Stone. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10-minute mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
The Arch of Titus in the ruins of the Roman Forum is perhaps the most famous symbol of Jewish exile and defeat. And to stand there today is to ponder, therefore, the miracle of Jewish endurance against its enemies. While it is moving from a Jewish perspective to stand at the Arch, it is perhaps even more inspiring to stand in the overlook of the Capitoline Museum in the very same city, Rome, where one can see, with a bird's eye view, the entire Forum, and ponder how the might of an empire which once proclaimed its power through so many stone edifices has disappeared with the stone structures in ruin. Meanwhile, in the very same land once conquered by the Romans, a Jewish state has been resurrected. Its capital in the very same city the Romans once conquered, the very same city where Jews were once prevented by the Romans from entering and worshiping. Jerusalem is a Jewish city again, and it is the ruined stones of the Forum which remind us of this fact. It's therefore fascinating to discover that there was once a second arch built to celebrate Titus, a second arch created to celebrate Roman power and the conquest of Judea. A second arch which was placed in a site perhaps more public than the Forum itself, the Circus Maximus, where chariot races would take place. The Telegraph, in an article in 2015, reported the following, quote, "The remains of a triumphal arch built in honor of the Emperor Titus have been unearthed from underneath Rome's Circus Maximus chariot racing arena. The arch, which was built immediately after the emperor's death in 81 AD, would have formed a magnificent entrance to the Circus Maximus, where charioteers competed against each other in races that were depicted in the 1959 Hollywood epic Ben-Hur." End quote. In other words, this arch was created as an entrance for this massive arena so that all those entering would be aware of the fact that Rome extended its rule over the Jewish people and that Jerusalem had been crushed. Yet, we did not know about this arch because the stone, seemingly enduring, had itself been crushed. As the article further tells us, quote, "Archaeologists found more than 300 marble fragments of the monument, some of them the size of a small car. They discovered the bases of the four giant columns that formed the front of the arch, as well as the plinths on which they rested and traces of the original travertine pavement." End quote. Stone, seemingly mighty, utterly destroyed, just like the empire that created it. It's with this in mind that we can approach our mitzvah for the day, a seemingly technical one related to paganism, but one which has also a larger symbolic teaching. The mitzvah is cited by the compilation of the commandments called Sefer HaChinuch, which we have been utilizing throughout this series. The anonymous author who wrote the work in the medieval period cited Leviticus 26:1, which reads in Hebrew, "Ve'even maskit lo titnu ba'artzachem, and a figured stone you shall not place in your land, lehishtachavot aleha, to prostrate upon it." According to Sefer HaChinuch, drawing on earlier rabbinic texts, the prohibition here, according to Sefer HaChinuch, is the bowing down on a decorated stone, even if one is bowing upon that stone to God himself. Here is the larger passage from Sefer HaChinuch in the Sepharia translation. "That we not prostrate ourselves on a figured stone, even to God, blessed be he, as it is stated, and a figured stone you shall not place in your land to prostrate upon it." A figured stone refers to a stone that is adorned, and so too hewn stones that have been planed down with a scraper are also included in this prohibition of a figured stone. From the roots of the commandment is what Rambam, may his memory be blessed, wrote, that it is since they would do this for idolatry. They would place nicely figured stones before the idol, and they would prostrate themselves upon the stones in front of it. End quote. To this, Sefer HaChinuch adds that built into this prohibition, which according to Sefer HaChinuch is violated when one actually bows down on the stone, is the concern that it appears that one is bowing to the stone itself. Because, in Sefer HaChinuch's words, "Ha'even shehu davar kayam, stone is something which lasts, and therefore it might appear as if the stone itself is being deified." Thus, one can add, perhaps, that built into this commandment is a teaching about history itself. Things that may seem enduring actually are not, whereas it is God's promise that endures forever. To those entering the Circus Maximus, it might have seemed as if the Arch of Titus, built of decorated stone, would never disappear, just as it might have seemed that the Roman Empire would never disappear. But that arch has been gone for many, many years. Or as the Telegraph further notes, quote, "Its existence had been known only from historical records from the medieval period. It is thought to have disappeared from sight 800 years ago, after its stone was pilfered for other buildings, and its foundations sank beneath the ground." End quote. The Arch of Titus at the Circus Maximus, gone entirely. But Am Yisrael Chai. We ponder this, and the fact that the Jewish people has outlasted all its enemies, in this moment in which the State of Israel is engaged in a righteous war against its enemies. And with faith inspired by Jewish history, we pray that God grant the State of Israel a swift victory. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.